I guess you didn't. If you didn't know, this is WEFT Champagne. I'd be Edley Benhad, and this is Incoming Wounded, home of overly excited and caffeinated radio. That's not quite right. And over there, we got somebody else who's probably over-caffeinated.
You wound some.
I think I hear you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Gotcha.
The mic's all the way up, dude.
Oh, boy. Can you hear that spring?
Yeah, I heard something.
Creak! Oh, boy, that's creaking. Now I'm in stereo.
Left, right, left, right, wrong, right,
left, right, hey, seed, tight, straw,
left,
seed, hey, foot, straw, foot.
Picked up, on time.
Okay.
Ooh, you got a K-oscillator over there.
Did we get picked up on time?
We might have. I can't hear any of it. I suppose I could go get some cans.
Ah, there it is.
Sometimes I can get him to kind of go.
Do you know to turn the key to none?
Key to none?
Yeah. And that gives you continuously variable frequency instead of chromatic scales.
To none.
Yeah, it's like one of those two-button pinches you gotta do. When does that stop?
It doesn't.
Well, sure it does. Yeah.
I do have loop.
Loop.
Fork.
Yeah. Did you ever notice that the patches that are multiples of 11 are the best ones on there?
They are?
Yeah, try, 11, 22, 33, 77.
Well, I kind of like 75, which wouldn't be a multiple.
Yeah, there are others that are good, but
this one's pretty good. This is 77. Let's see what 88 is.
It's a multiple of 11. You're in the percussion section.
Something's just going.
Mew.
I've got something that's kind of on a slow.
There you go.
That's number 99.
99.
That's not bad.
That's not
like that.
No.
Let's see what 55 is.
Off.
So I can get truly lost.
Yes.
What's 44 sound like?
Well, we'll find out.
Let's see what 33 is. Who's this one? I like this one. This is kind of neat. Yeah, it's a real.
Yeah, I think that's the one that got me on the multiples of 11 kick to begin with.
22 is... This is kind of neat, too. This is kind of a fun one.
You can almost get that one to talk.
Almost.
Almost intelligible.
But I also like... I like this one. This one's kind of neat. This is 23. 22. It's interesting. They have all these kind of weird things, and they get to, like... And then they go 20.
Ah, the trumpet.
20 is trumpet.
I like the timpani patch.
What is a timpani patch?
It's in percussion, so it's...
So that's up near 99 and out in the 80s. This is one of my favorites, called Sample Suite.
Oh-ho-ho. There you go.
It needs a sustain. Yeah, there's one piece that we did with the noise assembly that I've been trying to figure out. How did we get the timpani sound?
I'm pretty sure that was me playing a K-oscillator.
Okay. I was thinking that we've had some fairly large percussion at one time or another, but I didn't remember a timpani.
Well,
they need to have the singing bowls, though.
Yeah, I will always bring, at a bare minimum, the singing bowls and the do. We need to sync tempos on those.
Yeah. That's the dangerous part. We might actually learn how to use them. Actually, I've got an old Roland TR-505 drum machine that I need to learn.
Uh-huh. Does it still work?
Yeah, it still works.
I don't know whether it was a Roland or not. It's one of those things with a set of pads.
Yeah.
Dave pulled out of the dumpster.
I've got one of those too,
and my definitely problem is dead.
The Piezo pads have bad connection. If I could get them hooked up, it'd probably be usable. But
Well, I might be if I get in the destructive mood, I might disassemble that one and see if I can't make use of the...
I found a video on the web all about the TR-505 where the guy takes one apart.
Yeah.
It gives you a breakdown of it. And then I also found a website that has one of those Casio VA-10s that somebody has a circuit bend.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat, except the only thing it does is make nasty, harsh sounds.
Uh-huh. Well.
And then I did find that there was a place that said that they had a new VA-10 505. They only wanted $600 for it.
But that's the shipping, seriously bent.
Yeah. No, it wasn't bent at all. Still had the original packaging and that sort of stuff. But they wanted like $700 to $800 to ship it.
Oh.
It would come from Japan.
Oh.
So, it's not in my budget, folks.
Goo. So is the whiff germaphobes brought in the can of goop?
What?
It's not
squirt
goop.
Jar next to you?
No. It may not be goop. It looks like G-O-J, not G-O-O.
G-O-J.
It's over by the...
You mean good?
Good. What is that?
I don't know.
It's...
I have some gojo here, which is more or less...
that's what I'm looking at.
Goop. Only what that is that's my container of cables.
Cables. It's been repurposed.
Yep.
Oh, nicely coiled.
Yep, nicely coiled because...
For your transport
and
pleasure.
They don't want to stay in there about half the time.
Boing. Maybe we could get slinkies.
Where am I going with this? I'm finished with that one. Is there anything in there? Probably not. That's what I wanted in there in the first place. Well, it's got something else in there. Not what I wanted in there.
No.
Oh, I tell you, this highfalutin,
lowfalutin, if you ask me.
High quality, non-stop beats. I love that little thing in the background. It just goes
burp, burp, burp. Oh, burp. Just.
I'm pretty sure it's. I'm pretty sure it's my iPad.
you've switched over to yellow corgisms. Oh, that's seriously heavy.
This is called Moombat. Sound effects thing. Gives it a big room and then makes it go away. Now, did I tell you that Ride Illinois is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving bicycling conditions throughout the state, and that they are the advocate for all Illinois bicyclists, promoting bicycle access, education, and safety? And that you can get more information at rideillinois.org? Did I?
You did not.
Well,
You just did.
And then there's this one, which is the Illinois Maker Lab is privileged to have volunteers that help them with various aspects of lab operations, workshops, internal marketing, social media, and more.
Maker.
They always welcome the interest of people who are looking to help them with their mission, which is to help the entire Champaign-Urbana community to learn, make, and share. If you're interested in volunteering, go to makerlab.illinois.edu/volunteer. Don't slash any volunteers.
Volunteer.
Go there to the slash. Got a tape of some critters that I've been trying to identify. They're the critters that live in the trees at night.
Oh,
when you go out
Katie did.
Knee-deep. The ones that do the polyrhythm. Knee-deep.
And then they'll be knee-deep. The guy over here, knee-deep.
Then they'll go.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's not those?
No, it's at night.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we're talking katydids.
I think they're birds of some type.
Birds?
Yeah. The trees will be filled with them. As I walk down the street, I'll hear them in front of me, behind me, down things.
Yeah, that's invariably katydids.
Ah, I don't think so. But
I do.
I will have to go out and
find some recordings years ago,
of katydids.
Years ago, I did just that. I took a recording, took the recorder out, and held the microphones up to the trees, got a recording, put it on the nature recorders list and said, "What are these?" And within minutes, somebody came back and said, "Katydid."
I didn't think katydids were that active at night.
Oh, they're the noisiest things out there. But there are other things. The things that got me. There was this kind of sound, and I took the recorder out. Oh God! It was what was Jazz Janet's handle on air?
Janet Planet.
Janet Planet. Yes. I went over to her backyard with the recorder and put it up on the web page and asked the nature recordists, what is it that makes this sound? And immediately came back the answer, Bufo americanus.
Yeah.
Toads.
Toads. And what sound was that?
It was kind of a
Not somebody was telling me that these sounds are tree frogs. I'm going to say, sorry, I don't think there's that many tree frogs anymore.
Yeah, if you're in Puerto Rico, you definitely get the tree frogs, the coquis. Coqui?
And usually they're kind of a higher pitch. I'm going to have to get the TR-505 out and start playing with it more.
Learn to use the equipment you own. Oh, you left it in storage for how many decades?
It's probably been sitting out there for maybe 5 years.
Oh, well, let's see. Capacitor drying.
Boy, this has got some weird little beats to it. Especially with that little frog in there going burp, burp.
Yeah, I like to put really sparse loops in the thing before the noise-aster starts.
Yeah,
and then you can just play that loop back. And drive your fellow noiser nuts. What's doing that? Who's making that noise? Ba-dee-ba. Ba-dee-ba. Makes you want to freestyle over it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Give me some popsicles, give me some popsicles. I want the
Popsicle. No.
I like the creamsicle
or dreamsicle.
Dreamsicle, dreamsicle, dream of a popsicle.
You can still buy creamsicles, but you can't get a dreamsicle.
You can buy what? Creamsicles?
Creamsicle.
But not dreamsicles.
That's exactly right.
They've stolen my dreamsicles.
Your dream. Now, well, I looked them up on the interwebs just 2 days ago, having taken 3 tablespoons of Chobani whole milk plain yogurt, a half teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of sugar,
and
orange juice.
And
it tastes like a dreamsicle.
I wonder if that's copyrighted.
Might be registered. Registered trademark. Trademark. Trademucked. They're trademucked.
Trade muffed?
Trade muffed. Yes, exactly. Boom.
I haven't quite figured out where to hit this pad to get that.
Burp.
And get that one going. What am I doing? I should be playing music here.
What? That wasn't?
Music? What? No. Yeah, I mean some real music. Not our,
you mean
our stuff.
Air blown past bamboo reeds.
Yeah, some people. They think they're
vibrating.
No, not these people. We only sort of know what we're doing. It's Home of Not Quite Radio right here. Incoming wounded, yes.
Not Quiet Radio.
This is 2 weeks where we have said entirely too much talking.
Oh, well.
It's almost too silly.
But we're promoting our Monday night show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
A week from tomorrow.
Oh, good God. I'm supposed to know what I'm doing by then.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm doing. Do you know what I'm doing?
I have absolutely no idea. Stickle his takes, tickler.
Where am I going?
The and crack thee.
Oh, we're going to go.
Throughout Seeptez.
We're
going to
go to Uranus Pass. Yeah, we're going to go.
Has liquid the back.
What's this?
They're on carry, they. Pitchers, they uplift. Pack eager the attack. Next, his fierce skin shattered with mannequin porcelain. The sight of out spirals. That staircase. A of the bottom, the it's candlelight. By lit is feast harvest, a door, the through and bright glowing bodies, there with giggle virgins, foolish and wise and kryptonite, in Helder Superman mannered mild. Free are they, believing still magnet by the uppulled are they. Free every in root takes that sunlight for fight, forest the light. Be to said chambers the where ceiling that to upward it's and
CI that faces the indirection one only theirs.
Indirections one only theirs? Stairs high up and chamber low? Like the shattered mannequin, I like to make it fear my attack. I want him
out-get.
To be worried.
To in-get. To got you've.
To got me?
To got you've.
Why have me got me you've?
Out-get. To in-get. To got you've. Calling their heed.
I'm not sure.
Crawl, pet car. The poor on the Inkloss. Ingwink. As I lay eeg. The weredor wooden hill. A to time in moving there before. Then blood life. More they've people of sight. Second my for corridor. Ochre red in the floor. The covered crawlers. Thee. Preview. Don't pay it forward, play it back.
I think we should go to outer space.
Hey.
Why? Straw.
Hey.
Who?
Hey.
Ah.
Ah. Hey.
Oh. Sound energy in space. Dan Phillips Trio. Then a once forested hill.